Blog Talk Radio.
Lift me up when I fall, into my sorrows.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That was a wonderful song. Welcome once again to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Nation Elders. And tonight we have myself, Elder Yaliah, and we have Elder Yael. And we're going to be talking about fools tonight. Fools, F-O-O-L-S. You know, fools despise wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Not only wisdom, but discipline also. And our text is taken from the book of Proverbs 1:7. It reads as follows: "The fear of Yah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction."
Mm-hmm.
So Elder Yael is going to go a little bit more into that. And we appreciate you guys tuning in to us again tonight, and we believe Yah has something for all of us. So just sit back for the next hour and enjoy and participate in your spirit. Pray for us. And go ahead, Elder, you can take it away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Toda, Elder. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, just like that scripture says, you know, fools despise wisdom. Wisdom, that's important for us, to us, you know. And just to show you really how important it is, and it always has been to us, he put this, instituted this in his, in the laws, in his law, the first five books here. You see, if we go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, and I'm just going to look at some words here, starting with about the first verse here in Deuteronomy chapter 4. And it starts out telling us, says, "Look, and now, O Israel, listen to the law and the right rulings, which I am teaching you to do." You see, that's an instruction. That's right there telling us what to do. Listen to these laws, okay? You know, and he says, "So that you live." Now, this is it. Yeah, it's all about love, all about us living. You notice that? Everything he does for us is to, you know, build us up and to cause us to be alive, healthy, you know, lively, all right? And it says, "And shall go in and possess the land which Yah, your father, of your fathers, is giving you." You see? Now, this is what we're looking at. This is what Yah has instructed Moses to tell the children of Israel, you know, just right as we got ready to go into the promised land, you know. So we read on here, verse 2. He says, "Do not add to the word which I command you." See, that's an order. That's a, you know, that's a commandment there. Do not add to the word. "And do not take away from it." You see? And that's what we got to be careful about, because we know these churches out there and Gentiles and all of this Christianity that is going on out there, they have done so much damage to what he tells us here until it's not funny. That's why you don't even want to waste your time trying to entertain anything they trying to tell you out there, okay? Okay? You know, because they have done everything opposite from what we have been instructed not to do, okay? He says, "So do not add to the word which I command you, and do not take away from it, so as to guard the commands of Yah, your father, which I am commanding you." Okay? And, you know, so this is some serious stuff, you know. And you know what he tells us even in, let's see. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32, and just see what he's saying there. Because this is serious, and he has told us enough times that one instruction for us to not to even think about it. Okay? It says here, Deuteronomy 12, 32, "All the word I am commanding you, guard to do it. Do not add to it, nor take away from it." And that's plain as day. That's clear, you know. And that's why I'm so on this when it tells us to, in Exodus 23, verse 13, "And in all that I have said to you, take heed and make no mention of the name of the Mighty One. You see? Because when you start calling Yah somebody else, some type of a god, you know, some old time god, you know, by giving him this name they think they're cute with Elohim, you know, these things, what we got to understand, you don't do that to Yah, okay? Because, you know, he's the Almighty, all right? And I know somebody, a lot of people know how to honor Yah's name, you know, different ways than from some of us do, you know, because that's how it is. You can honor him. That's what he wants you to do in all your ways. Acknowledge him, no matter what, okay? No mention of the name of other mighty ones, though. Let it not be heard from your mouth, you see? Now, that's another commandment. That's right straight from Yah's laws, okay? He's giving it to us just like he wants us to have it. You know, he didn't go change it and say, you just changed it. Call him something else. You know, no. This is, and this is so important. So you look what he said in Deuteronomy chapter 28. I have to keep reminding, you know, the listeners this because it seems like for some reason, our people just can't get it. I mean, they don't want to get it or something, or they quickly forget what Yah has said about his own name. Even in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58, look what he says here. You know, I probably have read this before. I know I have. If you do not guard to do all the words of this Torah that are written in this book, to fear this esteem and awesome name, Yah, your father, then Yah shall bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plague. You see? Great and lasting plague and grievous and lasting sicknesses. You see? So Yah, he is just nothing else. He's serious about his name. Even when Yahushua came on the scene, he made it clear, I come in my Father's name, you see? And he even also went so far as to say another one will come in his own name and you will accept him. You will want him. You will follow him, you know? But this is my name, the name of my Father that I have upon me, and you're rather find somebody else to worship than to worship me, you see? And this is what has took place. But you know what? As we look in this word here, I'm going to show you something because Yah have given us examples about his judgment against following these other gods out there, okay? He has told us, and so there won't be no excuse for, you know, those when we come up on judgment. Oh, I forgot your name. Oh, that was us. You mean I should have kept that? Yeah, you should have kept the hell don't tell you the name of Yah. And Yahushua, okay? Because he made that plain, clear. You don't mix him. You don't mix him up with some of these other false gods. So these deities out there that the world is going a whoring after. Because notice what it says here in verse 3 in Deuteronomy 4. He says, your eyes have seen what Yah did at Baal Peor. Notice that. For Yah, your father, has destroyed from your midst all the men who followed Baal Peor. You see that? He destroyed them. He's talking about the people of Israel. Yeah, you see? So that's what you got. The people got to understand and realize that, you know, this is not a joke. This ain't something you can just ride yourself up on and get yourself on high by calling some other name just because you think it sounds cute, sound popular. You know, that ain't the way it is. You know, it's the truth that's what's going to get us through this thing, you know, today. And we need to acknowledge what is right in Yah's sight. Okay? Let's forget about all of this, you know, following the crowd mess. Okay? He told us you should not follow a crowd to do evil, no matter what the crowd is doing. You follow what is right. You know, when you go into this book and read and it tells you who he is, why are you going to turn right around and go following something else? You know, that you made up, somebody made up, and they can't explain it. You know, just ask them to break it down to you. Just tell me what it's all about, this Elohim, all of this other stuff, God, this Jesus stuff. Tell me about it, okay? Then there you go. You got a bunch of unexplainable mess in your face. That's what you got, okay? And you say, now notice this here, because he says, but you who are clinging to Yah, your Father, are alive today, every one of you. Okay, now let's take a look at this Baal. He said he destroyed those who turned to Baal. Now let's see why he destroyed. Let's see if we can get a hint as to maybe who this Baal really is. Okay, and I'm going to go here to this little research, a little bit of just not much. I didn't do much, just enough to kind of get an idea. It says here, Baal, who was the Phoenician or Canaanite God. You see, that's who Baal is. This word, it seems gradually became a proper name, a similar Semite word derived from the Aryan roots Baal, you see, which means to shine, according to some. Okay? But according to W.H. Rotzer's well-known lexicon of mythology, Baal was the ancestral and national god of the Semites, and says that Baal was the founder of Babylon. You hear that? Baal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's move on to this a little bit further. According to secular history, he is identified with Zeus. Now, who do we think Zeus is? I think we already know. Zeus, that's a Greek god.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Better known as Jesus. That's right. Better known as Jesus right now today. You know? All you got to do is look on the Mexican faces. Their names, a lot of them, they took on this name, Zeus, and they spell it J-E-S-U-S. It's pronounced
Jesus. That's right.
Jesus.
They say, hey, Zeus.
Yes, right. You see what I mean? So, you know, let's just take a, you know, if we take a closer look, we'll see. You know, it don't take far to go either. You know, it says Zeus, Jupiter, Amon, okay, Asher, Kronos. These are those gods out there that the world is worshiping and then it's falling behind and whoring after, okay? And it says here, Maurice Jesrow, Max Miller, and W.H. Rotzer, all three agree that Baal is the Babylonian sun god. You see that? They agree. They already did their research. They know exactly where this Baal stuff is coming down from, you know.
And that's where all the false religions originated, in Babylon.
Everyone. Ain't that the truth? Yep. Every one of them.
Passed it on to the Egyptians. Hallelujah. So that Baal is over all the false religions. That demon is over all the false religions. Hallelujah.
That's something. That's right. And we want the people to realize that because, you know, so many, even our Hebrew brothers, you know, they out there. They realize they got this thing they're going about with this Elohim stuff. And if you study Elohim, he was same thing, one of those Canaanite pantheons. God, you see? That's where that stuff is coming from. So you can't deviate from Yah and think you got it all together. You know, you need to do
that demon is so smart and slick. I don't want to give him credit to say smart, but he's so slick that when we were in that false religion, Christianity, that the interpretation of the word Lord was Baal. He had us calling on him, Baal, Lord.
That's right. You see?
Just look how he deceived us.
Mm-hmm. Big, great deceiver. That's why he tells you, you know, guard my word. Don't you know what the word guard means? It means pay close attention to what I'm saying. You know, don't ignore what I'm saying, you know. And that's why all the way through the scripture, he tells us to guard my word. Guard them, okay?
Guard.
And let me see here. Let me see what it says here in on down in chapter 4 here of Deuteronomy. But you who are clinging to Yah, your father, are alive today, every one of you. See, we got to cling to Yah, you know, to live
mm-hmm.
in order to have the life that we are seeking, that we want, we are searching for, you know, this life that he gives us freely, you know. He just says, come drink at my table without buying. You know, you don't have to worry about
right.
it. You don't have no money. Come on down, you know. And he says, see, I have taught you laws and right rulings as Yah, my father, commanded me. You see, Moses is on his job. He's doing what Yah has commanded him to do. To do thus in the land which you go to possess. And you shall guard and to do them. Now notice what it says, for this is your wisdom and your understanding before the eyes of the people. You see? Now like we said
yes.
earlier, fools despise. If you despise the truth, Yah's word here that we're speaking about right now, then according to the scripture, you're just nothing but a fool. You know? And I don't want to be no fool. I'm not a fool, you know, because I know Yah and Yahushua. So this is why we gotta, you know, understand now. You know, I'm not trying to say anybody, you know, I'm not calling anybody. This is what I'm just showing you what the word says here. That's the purpose of us speaking about this tonight. Okay?
That's right.
It says, before the eyes of the people who hear all these laws, and they shall say, only a wise and understanding people in this great is this great nation. You see? So that's what Yah is trying to, that's where the position Yah want us to be in out here in the midst, before all of the world. You know, he want us to be wise, follow his word, his laws, and we will be, you see? And he says,
yes.
well, what great nation is there which has Yah so near to it as Yah, our father, is to us whenever we call on him? You see? It's there. There it is. And what great nation is there that has such laws and righteous right rulings like all this Torah, this law, which I set before you this day? See, only guard. Now guard, pay close attention, yourself, and guard your life diligently, lest you forget the words your eyes have seen. You see? You'll forget these things if you don't pay close attention to them, okay? And
that's
keep
right.
callous and get, don't cherish. Just look what will happen to you. Unless they turn aside from your heart all the days of your life, and you shall make them known to your children and your grandchildren. You see? That's what I try to tell my grandchildren today. You know, I have a commandment from Yah, the Most High, to make these words known to you. You know, that's what we need to, we have to do. That's what he tells us to do. So, as we go on, we can see how Israel, how much respect did they really have for Yah's law. Let's take a look at, I want to go look at Numbers chapter 25, okay? I want to look at that. We're going to see how they turn from Yah, all these great commandments, all this wisdom that Yah told us about. Okay, I'm going to go to Numbers chapter 25, and what I want to do is read this in the out of the King James Version Bible. Okay, I'm going to look at verse 1-5 real quick. Okay, it says here, and Israel abode in Shittim. And the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. The daughters of Moab, you know, that is Lot's descendants. Okay? by his two daughters, you know, who went and got him drunk after the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and got him drunk, and he found himself, you know, getting them pregnant. They made sure that they did that, okay? And
right.
It says in verse 2, and they called the people unto the listen to this, sacrifice of their gods. Called the people. And the people did eat and bowed down to their God. Ooh, can you imagine Israel doing such something so awful in the eyes of Yah? Okay? And Israel joined himself. You say, joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of Yah was kindled against Israel. You see that? Yah was his anger. Anger was kindled. You see? And Yah said unto Moses, take all these, the heads of the people. Watch this. And hang them up before Yah against the sun. The sun that they worship, the sun god that they turn to. Just hang them up. Hang
them.
That's
right.
That the fierce anger of Yah may be turned away from Israel. You know? That's the only way they could peace Yah's anger. That's the only thing that called it calming down. Because, you know, they had really provoked Yah big time. You know, didn't care.
That's right.
And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one of his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. Slay them. I mean, take them out. And he did. You see? He did. And just like he did. And that's what we want to recognize and understand, that it's important. It's important that you guard and be obedient to Yah's word. Don't turn away from Yah's word, because when you turn to Lord God Jesus, you have just turned to Baal, and Yah's anger will be kindled against you. I tell you that. You see, you think you walking around, I love Jesus, I love him. Somewhere it tells us, I may get to that. Somewhere it tells us they have become as abominable as the thing that they worship, the thing that they're running after, whoring after, that sun god. You become defiled. You see? You're thinking you're smelling good, and you smell like a skunk. You smell like something that is grotesque, you know, in the eyes of Yah. I'll tell you, you do.
That's
because,
right.
You know, it's an abominable thing. And he said, you become defiled. You know, if Yah say you are defiled, I don't care what kind of perfume you try to smudge on you. You are defiled. You see? And I tell you, you won't. So and no unclean thing, he said, will enter into the kingdom. You see? So that's why he tells us to come away from this junk and be clean. Be ye clean. And you got to realize that, you know, being clean is not just taking a shower, taking a bath, you see? It's this foul worship that the people are doing, running up behind Baal, worshiping him, you know, doing things that are totally against Yah's laws. In Isaiah 52, verse 11, he said, turn aside, come out from there. Touch not the unclean, okay? Come out of her midst, the clean, beaten, and be clean, he said, you who bear the vessels of Yah. For you shall not come out in haste, nor go in flight, for Yah is going before you, okay? And the mighty one of Israel is your rear guard. So let me see now. So there's, and one other thing he says, see, my servant shall work wisely. He shall be exalted and lifted up and very high. You see? So, you know, we're talking about even Yah, This could be referencing Yahushua, Yah's servant. Okay,
right.
Wake it up. Why, you know, and shall work wisely. So don't we have a good example here? Didn't we before us? He gave us an example. So you know, we don't have no excuse. There won't be no excuse when it comes down to the day of judgment. You see? So hallelujah. So Elder, I'm gonna let you come on up and you know, add some wisdom to this, because man, you know, this is so serious. I thought I just had to give a little lecture on that, just to so that, you know, those who get a chance to hear what we're talking about, we hopefully that they are blessed. And if just in case, because the deception is so thick, this Baal worship is this deception is going so heavy out there, until you be thinking that you're worshiping Yah and Yahushua, and for and the next thing you know, you're following these people out there. This, you know, all they can see is Elohim and you know stuff like that. You need to be careful about what you're following, okay? And that almost
that
really can it kind of breaks it down why he says only a few of Israel, no matter how there's such a big number of us out here in the world, only a few will make it into the kingdom. That's why we got to be careful.
That's right.
You know, because people are so quick to be a follower of anything out there that sounds good.
That's right.
That can, you know, make you laugh and make you think that, you know, he's a wise person, but yet, because see, the scripture tells us you shall know them by their fruit. And the only way you're going to be able to know people if they're speaking the right thing is that they speak in Yah's word. They're not going out there changing it, you know, and following
right.
a crowd that are out there pushing this stuff, these gods, okay, and these false deities, the Baals. You know, you got to be able to recognize who these demons are out there, you know,
That's
so that when
right.
you hear it coming out of some, hear it coming out of somebody's mouth, hey, you know to turn away from that quickly,
yes.
you know, so that you don't become defiled like they are, okay? So hallelujah. Hallelujah, Elder, come on up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder, you edified me on that. I have to give you credit. You have stuck to your guns when it comes to that those false names, man, and especially that
yes.
Elohim. You would not
mm-hmm.
give in on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason mm-hmm. I'm bringing that out is because, as you said, rightfully so, that term, above all others, to me, have permeated pretty much all of this awakening. Now, when I say all, I don't mean all, but so
mm-hmm.
much of it, because I hear it
yes.
all over the place. Elohim
mm-hmm.
this, Elohim that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm gonna just confess, I think one time I tried to use it, and it didn't feel right. And
there you go.
I said, even before I used it, I said, well, wait a minute. You know, I don't know if I researched it. I must didn't, because if I did, I wouldn't have used it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're new in the awakening, you're so excited, you kind of trust your
mm-hmm.
elders. And, you know, if they're using it, you think it's a green light, you know. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead.
Yeah.
I remember when I used it. It felt weird, and I've
mm-hmm.
dropped it ever since, you know, and that's before I even studied it out. I dropped it because, you know, it just didn't feel
mm-hmm.
right coming off my lips. So I'm wondering if it didn't feel right to me, why are all these people using it so loosely? How come is it feeling right to them? That's the strange part about it. I'm going to
right.
I know you've done a nice research on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are right when you say following people, because
mm-hmm.
that's where it started from. Israel never made up that name. It was
mm-hmm.
a corrupted Canaanite name, and it was used
mm-hmm.
in their cultic practices. And
that's right.
Israel, see, instead of going in the land and wiping out all the Canaanites, which they didn't, they start. Why did
mm-hmm.
Yah want to wipe them out? Because he knew they would adopt their cultic demonic ways. And that's exactly
that's
what they did. They start picking up these cultic demonic names. I'm going to read
mm-hmm.
this here, right off the line. It says,
mm-hmm.
who is God Elohim? Who is Elohim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Elohim, singular, Eloah, that's E-L-O-A-H, is supposed to be, to Hebrews, the Hebrew God. But, listen, the original, see, you're going to find out they borrowed it. It was never the Hebrew God, never. It says, the God of Israel in the Old Testament, the Israelites probably, listen, borrowed. So they started following them, start listening and doing what they can. Borrowed the Canaanite plural now, Elohim. That's what people call it, Elohim. They borrowed the Canaanite plural now, Elohim, and made it a singular. So that's just like you borrow the word Satan, and you make it a good name instead of an evil name. See, they borrowed it and made it mean what and tricked themselves to making it mean what they want it to mean. That's like black people just they want Jesus to mean what they want it to mean. See, Jesus, Jesus don't mean Yah's son. It doesn't mean Yah's salvation, which we know Yahshua means. Yah is salvation. Yah's salvation. That was Yah's gift to us, the redemption, our redemption. See, Yehoshua doesn't mean any of that. I mean, excuse me, not
that's
Yehoshua.
Right.
Jesus doesn't mean any of that.
Yeah.
So,
right.
This Elohim never meant the Most High for the Hebrews, for the Israelites. Mm-hmm. It says the Canaanite borrowed Elohim and made it, borrowed the plural now, Elohim, and made it singular in meaning. See, they made, that's almost like you making your God whatever you want it to be. Because I hear people talk about, God to me is this. God. So they made it what they want it to be. Look, made it singular in their cultic practices. See, it's a cult. Cultic practices and theological reflection. It says, so what does Elohim really mean? Generic term for God, the little God, G-O-D. It says, among the Hebrews, in the pre-Canaanite period, the full plural form Elohim, because that's what it is plural, from form Elohim, came in vogue with the meaning God, little G-O-D-S. Little G-O-D-S. That's what Elohim means. G-O-D-S. Or the totality of God. That means you want to... if you want to speak for all the gods and account for all the gods in the world, you use the term Elohim. That means the totality of all gods. Elohim. Mm. And look, that's the plural form. Look what
that's
its singular form is. The singular form is El. See, El is in the Elohim. So it says, who is El? Canaanite God, it says in Northwest Semitic use, El was both a generic word for any God and the special name, the special name or title of a particular God who was distinguished from other gods as being the God. See, he's the top. He's the top. He's the head honcho. El is listed at the head of many pantheons. In some Canaanite and Ugaritic, I hope I spelled that right, pronounced right, sources, El played a role as, listen to this, father of the God or of all creation. So El is the God, the hell. Head honcho, and Elohim is all the other pantheon of gods below him. So if you're a believer and you're listening to us, and you probably, I'm sure if you heard Elder Yael, he has got on this subject before. He's like a pit bull on this. He will not let it go, and I'm glad he won't, because if Yah has a name, he wants you to use his name, and he certainly don't want you to use a demonic name to represent him.
That's right.
So don't follow the leader. Don't follow who you think is. When I say leader, don't follow the people that, you know, you may listen to their ministry and have, you know, admiration for them, respect for them. Don't just swallow everything they see, hook, line, and sinker. Be like the Bereans. Go back and check. Do your due diligence. See if what they're saying, see if it lines up with Yah's word. We just can't be tossed about with all kind of, you know, weird new doctrines. Because it says Yah's people perish for lack of knowledge. That means, and the knowledge is available, but if you're spiritually lazy and you don't want to seek it out, the Bible says seek, you're going to find. But if you don't seek, you're not going to find. So, yes, Yah led Elder to bring it out tonight. So you got a good running start. Do your due diligence. Don't just use that term haphazardly. You can't just start saying, hey, you know, I mean, would you just start saying Satan and say, well, you know what I meant. I meant really Yah. No. If you meant Yah, say Yah. You know, Elohim was a cultic, demonic entity. El was the father of the pantheon. Elohim was all the other gods. So you're calling on God worship.
That's right.
That's what you're doing.
That's right.
And Yahweh we worship, he's the Most High. He's not a god. You know, gods are dumb objects. You know, so we do not worship a pantheon of gods. We do not worship the head of the pantheon of gods, El. We worship the true and living Yah. That's who we worship.
That's right.
The self-existing one. Okay, so, Elder, I just wanted to read that, and that came right out of the, you know, the online dictionary.
Hallelujah.
That was Britannica.com, and it just came up quickly, so Yah must have meant me to for me to read that. And
hallelujah.
I'm going to segue into a little something. I guess it's not a current event, but it's something I've heard just recently. I was listening to a brother online. It was it was YouTube, and I guess he's like the head of the group or that produced or published the book and the DVD and the movie. I think, let's see. Yeah, he has a DVD, he has books, and he has a movie and documentary, Hebrews to Negroes. Have you heard of that? Hebrews to Negroes.
Yeah, heard of it.
Both be really popular. Okay, and I saw one of his, you know, I was just searching through, and I saw it. I said, that sounds interesting. So I watched it, and this video was published July the 4th, so on the 4th of July today. And as I was listening to it, I guess it was titled something to the effect of Jews are now calling out Hebrews to Negroes. And it says, wow, you know, and it was about a Messianic Jew and a Karaite Jew. I mean, they're both like white Jews. It says Messianic Jews and Karaite Jews for Judaism call out the Hebrew to Negroes books and movie. So this so-called Karaite Jew, he was extremely, you know, he played on this brother's clip. He played a long clip of what this Karaite Jew, one of his videos. So this Karaite Jew, he said his life mission, he said he's the only one going after him like this, after the so-called black Hebrews, Israelite. He said he's the only one going out, and he's gonna squash them. You know, he's going to expose them. And he said it's nothing but lies. He said they have no credibility. It can't substantiate anything. And he was saying this is, from now on, this is his life mission. And he said he has so much documents that backs him up, that anybody who would take the time could like easily dispel what this awakening, what our claims are, to be the true descendants of the Israelites of the Bible. So
Mm-hmm.
And he was angry. You could feel it in him. And he keep repeating this phrase and say, they, you know, meaning the black Israelites, they have no credibility. And they were throwing out, all they're doing is throwing out lies. He says something about the Samaritan people who never left Palestine. He said they're still there, and they one of his proofs is they recognize the original Jew. So when the white people came back, or when the white people came, they never came back. So when the white people came, he's saying that the Samaritans who were still there before Yehoshua, they recognize, they open their eyes and say, hey, that must be them people again. This dude is all over the place. And he said we had no credibility. He's not backing up nothing he's saying in documented form. He's pulling stuff off the top of his head. He's talking about Egypt, you know, Egypt, and Egypt was not black, you know, because I guess they want to try to tear down that foundation, you know, but Joseph and Paul and a few others, you know, looked like the Egyptians, the Israelites. So Egyptians are not black. Okay, now, he didn't put no documentation on that either. Now, I could tell you who did. Have some great documentation. Now we know our word has some good documentation about Egypt because, about the word, oh, you know, we say fools despise wisdom and instruction. Okay, a fool could even learn if he wants to stop being a fool. Okay, the Bible is simple. Okay, the Ruach is a legion all true. Simple thing. This is no trigonometry or calculus here, or even college algebra. This is simple, elementary stuff. So he was hanging himself. He was saying, you know, he's going to destroy this movement, and he was saying, and the Cushites look different. Ethiopians look different. That they were Cushites. They were Cushites, black and everything. Well, Mr. Karaite Jew who says you're going to destroy, and you say Egypt was white, and then you turn right around the next breath and says Cush was black. Well, who's the fool? Cush and Mizraim were brothers. How are you going to separate them? Their father was Ham. And all your white racist Bible scholars, the most conservative ones, saying Ham is the dark racist, the progenitor of the dark racist. They say Ham. So I guess Ham. Ham had. He was a progenitor of black racist. If he's a progenitor of black race, I mean he had black offspring. So
that's right.
Some of his offspring. Two of them were Cush and Kemet, or, you know, with the modern, with the kind of semi-modern was Kemet, the modern Egypt, but we know that the ancient biblical was Mizraim. Okay, so Mizraim and Cush. Okay, just like you and your brother grew up. Elder, your skin is not white and your hair is not straight. Does your brother have pink white skin and blonde, long blonde stringy hair and blue eyes?
No way.
Your natural
no
brother?
No way. No way.
Okay.
They have
well,
the same
he should, according to this Karaite Jew, he should have came out totally different than you.
That's right. Should have.
You know, this guy just bragging. I mean, just going on and saying he wasn't black, and then he turned right around and say Cush was black. Okay, so their brother. Okay, so this man is crazier than I think. Like I say, he was just full of venom, and he's got money now. It looks like he got money because he had the video quality was good. It's just that his content was severely lacking, you know. And so now there's a brother. That's just a word. The word could just tear him up by itself. I heard him. I was falling asleep, and I think he was even trying to say something about going back into Egypt a second time. He was all off on that one. He said, "See, so we kind of fulfilled that one too. Talking about you should return to Egypt again on ships, man." He said, "We kind of fulfilled that one." He's reaching so much, but he didn't want to get into what your position of society supposed to be, because did Israel break the law? Yes, they did. And since they broke the law, they suffered the curses. Daniel said, you know, the curse would fall upon us. We have broken the law, chapter 9, verse 11. So where are your curses? So how are you on top of the world? The Bible say we would be the borrower and not the lender. But you people all over the world, you're the lender. I mean, if you lend from the World Bank, you lend from the IMF, all the central banks, you control the flow of currency, the value of currency. Where are your curses at? It never said the curses in Deuteronomy are going to be lifted. It said this will be on a sign for you forever. And people will be able to easily recognize you and look upon you with astonishment. You know? That curse is not a light thing. It said in verse 43, 44, 45, 46, somewhere between verse 43 and 46, it said it will be upon you and your people and your descendants for a sign. So it didn't say didn't say nothing else would be a sign. It didn't say, you guys are going to have, bumps on your face, or, you're going to be giant people. It said that all the sign is going to be those curses, and it gave the conditions of those curses. You wouldn't brought over here on slave ships, to a land you didn't know. If you talking about you went back to the regular Egypt, you knew that land. It's like you're going to a land you or your fathers didn't know.
That's right.
Come on, man. Okay, so there's a brother, and I want to put his name out here on the air. This is a real Egyptian. This brother is named Mustafa Hefni. Mustafa, M-O-S-T-A, like T as in Tom, A, F-A, like Frank Adam. Mustafa Hefni, H-E-F-N-Y. Mustafa Hefni, he is an Egyptian. He immigrated from Egypt to the United States in 1978. And as far as I know, the brother's still living. He looks in good shape. He even made a YouTube video, Black Egyptian. And not only is he a Black Egyptian with hair like ours, this brother is sharp as a tack, scholarly. I mean, he's an academician. I mean, he came over here with knowledge, historical knowledge intact. He could name all the not only the Egyptian scholars at that time, but he could name the Greek scholars and the I don't know if he called them Arab, but basically the Ishmaelites, what they called a lineage of the Arabs. He named a lot of the biggest historians of that time, even Josephus, Flavius Josephus. And this brother just broke it down plainly. He said this Egypt white thing just started. It was a new thing. Started in the 1800s. That's when they wanted to make color a distinguishing line for the different stratas of society, whether you're going to be wealthy, middle, poor, and everything. So it was never based on color. It was always based on nationality. But I think he said his name, this German guy, who pretty much coined for himself the definition of race. And race was never used as a distinguishing factor until the 1800s. And Egypt, coincidentally, Egypt was never questioned as whether it was a black nation, the ancient Egypt was a black, ancient Egypt was a black nation or not, since the 1800s. So you see how the two coincided? All of a sudden, this race conscious, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, well, we said, you know, to validate white supremacy. And so to validate white supremacy, you can't have what they some consider the greatest ancient civilization been a black nation, a black empire that lasted for you know, hundreds of years. You can't have that. So they have to change that because that would mess up their foundation. You know,
right.
So this brother, he named the not only the black historians, he named the white historians, the Greeks, that on record. That's why you got to watch his, that's why I gave you the spelling of his name, Mustafa Hefny, H-E-F-N-Y. He names those historians and say, well, the white supremacy has a problem because their own white scholars describe the ancient Egyptians, that they were black people, Negroid, and that they were a black nation, just like the Ethiopians, or he called them the Abyssinians, or Ethiopians at one time called themselves Abyssinians. Ethiopia is not a name that was given by the indigenous people, just like Egypt. Is not a name given by the indigenous people. Africa is not either, but that's what we know today. So this brother said the white scholars, the white races have a problem with Egypt because their own white scholars that they worship so highly, esteem so highly, have already went on record, and their record is closed. You know, they can't wait back up and change it. That Egypt was a black nation with black people. It was a black civilization. And they compared their skin and their features with the Ethiopians. I'm using that term Ethiopia. They called them another name back then. I believe it was Abyssinians, but they were the people of Ethiopia, Kush. So this guy, and the reason I'm bringing him up, because He sounded like he was one of them, talking about this K-Rite Jew, like he was one of them, you know, egotistical academic type guys. But all he was doing was in a, he was in emotional rage. Just keep saying that they have no credibility, they're full of lies, and this stuff is falling. Man, it's falling quick. You know, when I hit them with this knowledge, when people get this knowledge, they just crumble. They can't say nothing to me. Well, I just said some very simple little things about the about who was Cush's brother, and you'd never provided any documentation or even pointed towards any documentation about your claim that Egypt wasn't black, but this guy did. And that's why I just give his name, because he could give the names of the ancient historians. And he said he's black, and he's always been black. Black family, Egypt is a black nation. And he talked about how the invaders came, you know, in the 6th century, you know, because the Arabs there now are trying to act like they've been there forever. They're liars too, you know, just like. You know, just like the other white people, they're liars. So they're trying to act like Tut and all them look like them, which is a lie. So this brother on this video, he let that play a long time. To me, it started being too repetitious and it became boring. So the brother, you know, he should have thought about editing the video. I think his name is Ron Dalton. I'm not saying he puts out bad work. I'm not saying that at all. He did a lot of work on that Hebrew Senegal video, and, you know, I had to give him credit for that. But here's where I took something away, and that's why I'm bringing it up tonight. I mean, you know, he said he's asked this guy to debate him. Of course the guy said no. The guy's not that dumb. You know, the Jewish Karaite guy, he ain't going to debate He ain't gonna he ain't gonna put up his emotions with against facts. He's not gonna do that. So he said the guy keep turning them down. Won't debate them. But here's one of the reasons I brought this up, Elder. And let me see my time. Man, I'm always going to get. But we have to. I believe the time we're in right now. I don't know. Maybe when the awakening was in its infancy, and you know we were so excited. Not only we want to prove it to ourselves, but we want to prove it to other people, everybody. But right now, the time of we're in on Yah's prophetic clock right now, we don't need any more validation, especially from the outside. Our validation is not to come from the outside, not to come from without, you know, other groups of people, other nations, Gentiles, even other unbelieving so-called black people who, you know, who are Israelite people that just don't know. We don't need validation of black atheists, or academians, and everything. You know, you don't need to try to convert these Egyptologists, black guys, these Hotep guys, Muslim guys. I mean, look, who all comes. The Bible says, "Who that have an ear to hear, let them hear." That's fine.
That's right.
But to try to go out and convince them, and then go outside the race and just try to convince other nations and ethnicities, and, you know, races, you don't need that no more. Mm-hmm. Yah has validated. You can look through the pages of Yah's word, and you get it.
That's right.
That if you look at that book that we call the Bible, which is our history book, there's and you look at it as a template, a puzzle, and you know it's almost like Cinderella's slipper, right? You know the way the animated show, and you know I don't know what size it was, but it seemed like no woman's feet could fit it, right, when she lost it. And they went all over the village and put it on different women's feet. It couldn't fit. Some people tried to squeeze into it, but they, you know, they almost broke the shoe. It couldn't work. But it fit perfectly when it came to Cinderella. But she was one of the last ones. They didn't even want to ask her because she was the lowly stepsister, right? But guess what? Somebody brought her out anyway. They say, it couldn't be her, it couldn't be these bums, it couldn't be these Negroes. But when they brought it out to her, it didn't take no effort at all. It fit. It
right away.
Fit. And we're the only people who that word fits. Another thing this guy, he come out, they could document this and everything. Well, you're going against the word. The Bible says, we're going to be discontinued from our heritage. We're going to lose the identity of who we are. So how did you guys leapfrog over Yah's prophecy about you're going to lose the identity of who you are? You know, he's just making a whole kind of crazy and try to act like he's so intellectual. Intellect, man's brain power is nothing against the truth. So we got the truth, those of us who know the truth and try to adhere to the truth. You don't have to validate. What you need is to try to validate your salvation through following Yah's word, you know.
That's right.
Walking in the Spirit. That's the only validation we need. His Ruach HaKodesh, the Bible says the Spirit, that means Yah's Ruach, bears witness with our spirit. Our spirit, the spirit he created in us, that we are the sons of Yah. So we don't need any other validation. Yah's spirit is telling our spirit, you're mine, you know. So we don't need it. And then through all the historical things, he's validated that too, because he's given us the academic proof, the historical proof, the scientific proof. In closing, this guy did not bring up nothing about the Khazars, nothing about their capital city of Sarko that they tried to pretty much blow up by flooding the city because they tried to erase the history of the Khazars. So they blew up one of their capitals of Sarko. It was flooded in 1952 by the Tisim Lansky Reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
Flooded. to cover up all historical evidence, but stuff is starting to be dug up. See, they made it where you never posted it because, the devils. You don't post it. Look what I pulled up, Elder, and listen what they say when you try to question them on why they won't excavate in Sarko anymore. Only Satan's children could have the authority in this earth, in this realm, in this earth realm, the flesh realm, this demonic realm, to make these crazy type of responses, and people are like under a demonic spell, actually swallow it, even if they know it don't make no sense. They won't challenge it. It's like they have a spell on humanity. Listen to their reasons. Listen to this. So we found Sarko. Okay. It says, and this is taken from Kazaria.com, and it says, of all the excavated Khazarian cities, the one which provided the richest material remains, see, where they could have got the most, whatever they're saying, they could have got the most archaeological evidence of who were the people there and what it was about. It was Sarko, which was flooded purposely. Flooded, that means they built the dam and crashed the dam, right? In 1952, they had TNT, they had dynamite in 1952, okay? Flooded in 1952 upon the completion of the new Semlyansky Reservoir. Now, here's the part that's almost cartoonish. Heck, like they can't do that no more. They can't get nothing else out of Sarko. Listen to this. It's supposed to be a professionally written report, and they want you to believe this. It says archaeological work at the Sarko site was never fully completed. I wonder why. That means, excavating it, digging up. It said it was never fully completed. And listen to this. And it is not possible. Listen to what they say. And it is, Elder, I'm not making this up. And it is not possible to conduct further studies. Have you ever heard something like that?
That's right.
I'm reading verbatim. I'm not adding any words.
Right.
It is not possible to conduct further studies.
Man.
Nevertheless.
That's how Satan works.
That's how he works. Satan say he can put something down and he say, what you gonna do about it? I told you we're not digging up no more here. We ain't providing you guys no more evidence. And that's it. It ain't. Why though, Satan? Because it ain't possible, huh? What I said. It ain't possible. And look, it's like they apologize. They say, nevertheless, the existing data recovered. They saying the little things we did find that you guys actually found that we never wanted to find that the little bit that you guys found is the existing data recovered from Sarko provides valuable clues to the Khazarian culture. Oh, so you gave us. Somebody snuck and found about 10% of what's really down and below that water, and you say, "Well, y'all did find something, right? You know that we were Khazars, but they said the other is not possible. Now I've seen them create a dam and I've seen them drain a dam. Now you, what is not possible about that? Now, a dam was a man-made creation. A dam is not nothing natural." It's a work of engineering, man-made engineering, man-made ingenuity. Mm-hmm. So if man built it, they could destroy it. Okay, these big skyscrapers in the sky, if they really want them to come down, you saw what happened September 11th, 2001?
That's right.
So that's you right. Put it down one way or the other.
That's right.
So I just wanted you to read this ridiculousness and end it with this. So he didn't mention none of that Sarko. He didn't mention the historical and archaeological evidence by their own Jewish academia, their own scholars like Shlomo Sand, with his book, The Invention of the Jewish People. He was a professor at Tel Aviv University in Israel. They didn't give the work of author and historian Arthur Koestler, author of The 13th Tribe, which is something which every Hebrew Israelite should read. He didn't give the documentation in their prestigious Jewish encyclopedia. Did you know it was even in their 1908? They couldn't cover it in time. It was in their 1906 Jewish encyclopedia that they are from the Khazars. They don't like you to discover that. And that's, we covered historical and archaeological. And they always say, but the DNA. They didn't give that blockbuster DNA study from none other than Dr. Eric Elhaik, E-L-H-A-I-K. He's a world-renowned geneticist from the prestigious Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland. And we all heard of Johns Hopkins, right, Elder? That's one of the most prestigious medical schools in not only the country, in the world. And this study came out, this is one of the biggest genetic studies, came out 2012-2013. DNA proved that the Jews from European descent, which would cover the Ashkenazis, are not from the Middle East or the Levant, that's the Palestine area, but are from, guess where? Khazaria, just south of modern-day Russia. Okay, so like I say, I was going to read 1 Kings, but I'll just paraphrase it. 1 Kings, Elijah say, how long are you guys going to stand between two opinions? He says, if we all be God, let them be. If Yah is the Most High, let them be. And that's when he had the, I hate to use the word, contest. Their prophets tried to, build the altar and put water on it and let it be consumed by fire. They couldn't do it. And he was outnumbered, I think, 400 or so or 500 to 1. But we know when he built the altar, even though he wetted down, he flooded it, just like the Jews here tried to flood and hide their little capital city. But Yah still came down in fire and dried up everything, even burnt up the dirt. And that was enough, finally, to send all them unbelievers. It was a big audience watching. All these Israelites, they didn't act like they didn't know whether to believe who. And he finally, I guess they were convinced after they saw Yah's power. They say, okay, then go line them up and kill them all, kill all them false prophets. We don't need to prove validation to devils no more.
That's right.
Our validation is right in that word, and it's open and it's free. They could see it. They could read it just as well as we can. They could see our history if they care to open the pages, because nobody fits that template but us.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, they are the furthest away from it. now, if you pick a ethnic group, let's say Cambodians or something, just top of my head. Okay, they're not ruling the world, and they're not ruling all the financial markets of the world, the central banks and everything. Okay, you can make a better case for them.
That's right. Here
you got a group of people, it's the total opposite of what the book says, how you're going to identify Yah's people. They're the total opposite. They are the they are the lenders, not the borrowers. Look through Deuteronomy. And don't stop in Deuteronomy. Look through Jeremiah 17:4. Did they lose their heritage? Did they lose identity, who they are? They know they were the Khazars. They didn't lose their identity.
That's right.
Their whole culture and everything. They intentionally took on another culture and tried to assume another identity. But they didn't lose it. They didn't have it stripped and beat out of them. So they're the total opposite of any ethnic group in the world. That's how ridiculous this is. That's how powerful Satan's delusion is. He got all these people scared to stand up. You know, regular
mm-hmm.
Gentile or white people, they could stand up to blacks and, you know, call us all kind of, you know, primitive this and that, you know, all kinds. But they could see what these people are doing, and they know they're not the true inhabitants of Israel. Because they're all, see,
right.
Dr. Eric, all these people I named, Dr. Eric Elhike and Slomo San and Arthur Koestler and the Jewish Encyclopedia, one thing about all, I'm elder, I'm only quoting from so-called Jewish scholars. Even their own Jewish scholars said they're liars, said that this whole thing is false. You know, that they are not descendants. They have no bloodline. N-O.
That's right.
No bloodline to the original inhabitants of the Bible. And that's what I'm saying. And we're wasting time trying to validate. We
don't
need to validate
to.
Them. Our
that's
only
right.
validation comes from within. It don't come from without
right.
no more. If you, anybody from without, we're an open book. You can look at our history,
sure.
and you can open the pages of the Bible, and it'll be a perfect fit. You could do Deuteronomy 28, but you don't have to stop there. Go all the way through. You know,
that's
I would
right.
start Exodus 19, chapter 19,
mm-hmm.
and read that when the covenant was made. You know, and you could go all the way through how Jeremiah 17, how we lost our identity. Our people conspired against us, you know, in Psalms 83.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could go on and on. Daniel tells
us
the curses in 9/11, you know, we have sinned. We have all sinned in Israel, and therefore the curses
mm-hmm.
have been poured out upon us. So it backs up what Deuteronomy 28 says. So it ain't just a Deuteronomy 28 thing. It's all through. And it tells we're not going to be in our land right now. It said because until the end of the Gentile age,
That's right.
The Gentiles, they're going to be in our land, in Jerusalem, overrunning it, driving it down
mm-hmm.
to the end. So that's another thing this idiot did. So we're in the Gentile age now because we know Gentiles are running the world. So who's
that's
controlling
right.
that land, Jerusalem, right now? It's the Gentiles. So you say you're the Israelites when Scripture, Luke 21:24 already tell us who's in that land right now to the end of Gen. Man, he did something. Okay, I think I made my point, Elder. So that shows how ridiculous it is. And my brother is probably a good brother who, you know, made that document. I said, he does a lot of study and work, but I think that's a waste of energy to try to convince a group of devils to publicly, I guess a lot of them already know who we are, a lot of them. But you want them to publicly say it out of their mouth. We don't have to do that because Yah says in Revelation 3:9, he says he's going to make those people from synagogue Satan publicly confess who we are and confess that it is us, his true people that he loves. So he's going to make them do that. We don't have to try to make them validate it, shout it out to the world. So let's use our energy, you know, in winning the lost in Israel. There's many who are still lost. Let's open their eyes and open any Gentile's eyes who Yah has given an ear to hear.
Hallelujah.
That's it, Elder. Hallelujah.
I hear you. Hallelujah. You know, I hear you well because man, I've had some experience here, you know, with those the synagogue of Satan people. You know, I had people in my office, especially one a few years ago, an old man had his young son, and they both was Jews. Oh, they were proud of the fact that he just knew he was it until he ran across my car. I had something on it, a note on it saying the Bible is Black history. And he was curious. He wanted to know about that. Boy, he made a mistake when he stepped into that because I began to, you know, explain to him who we are. And he turned around and looked at his dad is that? Dad said, yeah, he's right. They got to be, you know. He said, you know, he even said Jesus had to be black too, because, you know, yeah, there were no white folks over there like ranking, doing things that this man has done. You know, there was not no white man did all those things. Oh, he had to just break it down to his son. And his son,
wow,
he almost flipped. He really did, because it was like he lost all hope in life. You know, he been told all his life that he was the one, you know, and just to find out that he's not the one, you know. And so we played this good music, set apart music that we used to have right there in the office, and all his dad, oh boy, just started rejoicing. And so, you know, his dad already knew, but yet he had let his son grow up under him with him. He had
let
up
his son
grow
up to believe a lie.
Believe
a lie for pride's sake, you know.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
Goodness.
Yes, his son was heartbroken, you know. Yes, and so I, you know, but I just looked at it, because it didn't take long. His dad died. He passed on, and the son all of a sudden found himself running the street with his. One of a friend of his, and just doing things that, you know, he didn't think he would ever do. But he just started living then himself. A devil, he started acting like one. So what could I say?
Yeah.
He started
walking in devil's footsteps.
That's exactly. See? And I had, you know, we had people come to our door, you know, and trying to solicit money during the time that they were trying to campaign, get money for these politicians and so forth.
For these devils.
I had the name Yah and Yahoshua posted on my door. And boy, when he saw that, he was curious. He said, what? This guy, he was my brother is a Jew. He did that. I said, oh, really? Okay. And then he goes, I got himself in there to say, you know, we got to save it, Israel. We got to save. I said, oh, really? You know, but it's just the idea of how they think, you know, concerning Israel. It's like, you know, they got the world so deceived, you know, because the Bible tells
right.
us Satan have deceived the whole world.
The whole
and
world.
That's right. That's exactly what these people have done. And a lot of people,
right.
you know. They even based their Christianity, Judeo Christianity, you know,
exactly.
based that on, you know, being part of that satanic junk out there. And so,
well, pretty
you know,
much
it's,
all
it's,
the
it's,
major
it's,
schools, all the major schools that these preachers go to are basically Jewish owned, Jewish ran.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
So they're teaching them. They're teaching them their message that they want to put out.
That's right. Exactly
yeah,
what they want to put
it's
out. We're just thankful that Yah, you know, has showed his mercy towards us and given us the knowledge of who he is now.
Yeah.
And all we got to do is just, you know, follow him and make sure that we live according to his word. He told us to guard his word. Guard it. You see?
Guard his word.
What we want to make sure. Make sure we do that, and that means pay close attention to his word. You see, I can't stress that more. You know, pay close attention, because I've noticed when I study his words, you know, I realize that sometimes I've even read this same information, and next thing I know, I'm learning something different all the way.
Something
new.
New. Yes.
Words,
a deeper revelation.
I'm adding to what I already knew. I'm getting, a more and more understanding of it. So, you know, these are the things that we need to recognize how Yah is and his love towards us, you see? And he is closer.
Yes.
Because, I mean, right now, you don't have, you know, we are so blessed, you know, to be the children of Israel right now, because you see, sometimes danger could be right around the corner from us. Don't you know
that
Yah makes sure he warns us and show us.
That's right.
Give us an idea in how to shun that particular direction that we were about to go in. You see?
That's
and
right.
So, this is what Yah is doing for us now. You know, he is with his people. Just like Yahushua said, Behold, I will be with you even until the end of the ages.
Hey, that's right.
That is a fact. Yah is in our midst, Israel.
Yes,
so we just got to make sure we turn to him and recognize what he's trying to instruct us to do, and that is to be obedient in order for us to escape the corruption that has come upon this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because people don't realize how defiled they are. You know, if you really get out there and start this, turn into this God worship and start doing things that is not in with Yah's word, in accordance to it, you'd be surprised things start happening to you. You know, and I've seen it happen
That's
to people.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
And
I have. Love,
you know what I mean? So that,
I saw it up close.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's right. Right up close. You see it. And mm-hmm. you ask yourself, wow, what's going on? You know? And I've seen how Yah is still merciful towards his people. A lot of times he calls you to drop a certain level in order for your eyes to be awakened. You know? And
that's right.
We got to also recognize that. You know, Yah's trying to wake us up, trying to save us. And he's going to save those who allow him to, you know? Some of us are going to wake up, and some of us are going to take it serious, and we're going to, you know, grab this thing and walk like we should, you know. But
and you know what?
A
word of advice for our people, that good stuff you're saying now, those who have come to this awakening and, you know, for some reason, whatever, they have, you know, not stepped in wholeheartedly. They haven't jumped in with 2 feet. They put a few toes out in the water and everything, but you know, they timid. They're lacking. They're like they're on the fence. Right now, the time we're at now, it's a dangerous time to be straddling the fence, because you know y'all said ultimately he's gonna vomit you out of his mouth. You know, he's not gonna have you hot or cold. But
that's right.
You might catch yourself on the wrong side of the fence before you're ready. You know, you think you're gonna have the ultimate. You're going to have the final say-so, the call. No, Yah's going to have the final call. So if the Bible says today when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You know,
that's right.
here's a word of advice that the Ruach gave me. The Bible says laying aside every weight. And weight is those things that keep you from moving to the place that Yah wants you to be. And weight, a hindrance, an encumbrance. And he said, especially that thing, that sin, that iniquity that so easily besets you. Now, beset, that means keep pulling you back, keep making you stumble, keep making you stumble. And
that's
why the Bible said, let a man examine himself. You got to do introspection. You got to see, look into your soul. Yah gave you the Ruach. You can look into. The Bible said the word of Yah is quick and powerful. It could go divide between the soul, the joint, the marrow. Between the soul and the spirit, it can see. It's a discerner, you know, the thoughts and intents of the heart. It can see it. It can show you.
That's right.
So what the Ruach shows you, you got to let it go. This is the time.
Is
not the time to be, you know, finagling and half-stepping. You got to let go.
That's
personally,
right.
I've let go of some things. And I know some things that I might have held for most of my adult life. Yah says,
that's right.
You know, don't bring that forward. Don't.
Right.
That's not going to make the trip. You can't bring that forward. So all of us need
that's
to
right.
do some retrospect. None of us got it made yet. Shaul, the great apostle, says, you know, I haven't even apprehended all. And he worked mighty miracles for Yah. But he said, one thing I do is let go of those things behind. I press on towards the mark. Of the prize.
That's
and
true.
That's what we have to do, the high calling of Yah in Messiah. So we have to discern, ask Yah for introspection, examine ourselves, and we got to let go of every weight, every encumbrance. I don't care if it's drugs, alcohol. Yes, some of our people still doing drugs, you know, marijuana. I did a teaching on marijuana, Elder. I think it was a year ago. I don't know if you ever heard it. But that's not our native, you know, I trace it back to the native, the cannabis, back to its native point. And that wasn't native to our land. That was something that was introduced to us. And we think getting high is all fun and good. You know, we look at the Rasta people. Oh, well, that brings them closer to God, they call it, whoever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we think, oh, if you need something to alter your states, some external thing to alter your states to get closer to Yah, you must don't have his spirit. You must don't have the Ruach HaKodesh. You know,
that's
Bible
right.
Say, yeah, he said, Yah is nigh thee, even in thy heart, in the mouth. You know, so how, why do you need some substance to blow some smoke down your throat? You know, to drink to a level that you're inebriated. You know, you got to let it go. It might be fornication. You might be one of them people who think fornicating ain't bad, adultery is bad because that's a wife. If we're both not married, that's not, no, don't fool yourself. Don't delude yourself. The Bible says in Corinthians, no fornicators.
Fornicators
is one of the sins that it says that's not going to make it into the kingdom, along with the liars and the idolaters and all the others.
That's
we
right. got
to let some stuff go. That's foreign to us, too. All that girlfriend, boyfriend, screwing around, that was foreign to us. We didn't do that in our land. Oh, you 18 now. You could have a boy, 16. You could have a girlfriend, your boyfriend. And y'all go and do your thing. Man, that's all introduced to us by the heathen. That's not our nature.
That's right.
That wasn't our culture.
That's right.
You got to let go of that stuff. That's not going to be an excuse at judgment. You can't say, well, everybody around me was doing it. It was just like you were saying, everybody's using Elohim, you know. That's not going to be an excuse.
That's
not going to get you out of jail free. It's just not a monopoly board. It's not going to work.
Right.
And we're here to tell you. So
let
go.
That's right.
Let go.
Let go. Come clean. Come clean.
Let go. This is the
time.
And we're coming up on our spiritual emancipation. You want to be, remember them old Christian movies, Left Behind? A lot of that stuff was fake. This is going to be a real Left Behind. You don't want to be like that. I'm not talking about we're going to be raptured. I'm talking about Yah is going to take his people up to a higher spiritual dimension. You know, you want to see some examples? Just look at Mark 16. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they should cast out devils. In my name, in my name, in my name, they should heal the sick. You're going to see those miracles. Do you want to be left on the outside looking in saying, oh, you want to be like that Simon the Sorcerer? Oh, I wish I had that power. Can I buy that power from y'all? And Peter had to curse him?
Come on,
y'all people. If you call yourself by his name, you know, the Bible says if we live in the Spirit, if we claim we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You got to walk this walk. You just can't talk it out. We're on the air now, but our lives, we can't just talk it through. We can't talk our way to the kingdom. We have to live this thing. We have to walk it. When these airways get down, we have to walk the thing out.
That's right.
So take introspection, y'all's people. Take introspection. Lay aside every weight. I wouldn't let a joint, a bottle of liquor, a fornication, or any other vice, you know, maybe something perverted, whatever. You know, maybe your love of money. Some people, you love sports, so you don't make sports your God. You know, you look at that rather than study his word or witness to somebody, I want you to. You can't even hardly hear his voice no more. You worrying about whose team this player's on. And I used to be there, so I could talk to that.
That's right.
I just had to speak that. The Spirit gave me that.
Okay. Well, I'm going
to
close
it
out
back
to you. Yeah, I'll go ahead and close it out with this. You know, it tells us in Hosea chapter 9, verse 10, I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in its beginning. They themselves have gone to Baal Peor and separated themselves to shame and became as abominable as that which they love. You see? They out there loving God and Jesus. I told you that my scripture says that will defile you. They have become abominable as that which they love. They whoring after,
wow,
you know, Baal, Jesus, God, Lord. Just, you know.
Elohim.
So that's it. Yes, Elohim. There you
Elohim.
Go. Yeah, all of that. That's it. So we got to wake up. Wake up. That's all. This is what this is all about, for us to, you know, warn the people, just like Yahushua told us, spare not. Show my people their sins. Show it.
That's sin. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. That's right.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. So that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. And we're going to try to stay on our job doing what Yah has called us to do. So hallelujah, Elder. And with that being said,
hallelujah,
I guess we can go ahead and call it a night. And we are Israelite elders, the Hebrew Israelite elders, and we want to welcome you all to this program anytime you have the time to visit with us. And if you are in the room with us, you can always punch one on your phone if you have a comment, question, or anything like that. We welcome it, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah, to, you know, for that.
Hallelujah.
So that's it. All right, so we're going to go ahead on and say shalom, shalom. And we're going to go ahead and close it out with
Israel.
Hallelujah. So we're going to close it out with a set apart music. Here we go. All right.
This is truth music, the truth movement. Movement. Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy the planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hate us. The world is against us. We gonna bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, but we waking up so many lies been told. We waking up so many locked up, so many shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us, take our names away, but couldn't take us. Now praise to the Most High with all your might. What's going on? We the Israelites.
Lie to us, Christians lie to us. Read the Bible, the history is tied to us. Nobody cried for us, Messiah died for us. Ask the saints, all of them cried for us. At last, the truth has finally come out. We the people of the Bible. This is no doubt, can these bones live? I am living proof and baffled why my people hate the truth. False religions, false idols, false titles. This is truth music, not elementary recitals. Feel this, y'all, get close to the speaker. The world stresses me when I'm feeling weaker. Let it sink down deep, deep into your mental. Truth gets so hot it overheats. Instrumentals, we from the big cities, plus the big lights. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Long time, but we waking up so many lies we told. We waking up so many locked up, so many shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us, take our names away, but couldn't take us. Now praise to the Most High with all your might. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
400 years of slavery, the same people had a lifetime full of bravery, hung in trees just like the Savior, had to pick up the pen and put the truth down on paper. And if you don't believe me, check out the script, Deuteronomy 28 and 68, that's the tip on who was brung to the U.S. on slave ships. Learn real history, not these BS heretics, governments, politicians, making satanic decisions. Walt Disney turning kids into magicians, but now truth is coming out in these last days. Put a strong drink down and throw away your haze. Plagues, don't worry, the Most High will bring them. You want to know whose address is from the kingdom? We from the big cities plus the big lies. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
No time to be waking up so many lies we told. We waking up so many locked up, so many shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold up, try to break us, take our names.
Israelite thing is really it, mind blowing. Who knowing? Try to stop me from flowing. Red or green light, I just keep on going. I quiet up like a church mouse that's tiptoeing. My brothers live in falsehood, they not knowing. Think we niggas, think we black Americans, Democrats or Republicans. Pledge allegiance to fraternity, burn eternally. Tell them the truth, my folks quit to turn on me. They still learning me, my family is concerning me. I got a flow that's just straight up be earning me. But
black, man. Moses was black.
It's the truth, man. The truth movement.
We gotta reverse the curses.
It's
y'all
the truth,
feel me? I want y'all to get close
man.
To the speaker. Zone with me. Focus it's your energy on the Most High, man.
The truth movement.
I'm transparent, man, where I'm on that mic. When I do music, man, you can see my soul, my spirit. Everything, man, I'm laying on the line for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we the children of Israel. The Most High chosen people, man. Follow the Messiah. 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 Follow the Messiah.
Hmm. All right. All right. All right.
All right.
Follow the Messiah.
Okay.
Can't say it
better. That's it. That's it. Okay. All right,
then.
All
right.
Good night, Israel. Shalom. Hallelujah.
All right. Shalom. Shalom. All right.